So with your eyes closed, just gaze resting wherever at the moment. Just become aware of the space around you, feel it. And have a gentle awareness of the presence of friends sitting with you. Just enjoying that pure awareness. Now, when we come to the just sitting phase, I'm not going to talk through it, but what I'll do is ding the bell every now and then just to keep us present. But I will talk through the body scan. And just our short Buddhist mantra first. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Nama, Hum. Just set yourself an internal strong intent to stay with the practice. Keep yourself present. Try not to drift off in reverie. I'm going to start with the body scan. So take your awareness down into your feet. Feel sensations there. And you can feel sensations inside the feet, in the muscles and the sinews and the bones, and of course across the surface. See what you can find. Take an interest. And we take our awareness out onto the surface of the feet and the sole of the foot. Tiny little sparks of energy. And work up over the heel. And on up through the ankle bones. Here you might find that the sensations aren't as obvious, so you really have to concentrate. See what you can feel. There's always something there. Notice when the mind pulls you away with distractions, like the siren. Just bring yourself gently back with a sense of friendship. That's just what the mind does. Work up into the shins and the calf muscles. Any tension you find, let go. Relax it out. we work up into the knees. See what you can find in your knees. If you find little bits of discomfort, notice your reaction. Don't just give in to aversion. Notice the tensing, the desire to push away. Soften into it. Sense of friendship towards the area. Work along the thighs and the hamstrings. Lots of sensation here. Perhaps you can feel the hands resting on them. Contact of clothing. Relax the big muscle groups. Let go. And into the sitting bones. Here we can really get in touch with the earth. We can feel the earth pulling us down. We can relax and let go into it. As you sink down, allow the head to float up a little. Feel the muscles either side of the spine easing out. A sense of strength comes into the posture. A sense of freshness into the mind. No tension in the spine, but presence, tone, energy. This brings that energy into our meditation. Let's take a look at our emotional state. So take your awareness into your stomach and your heart space. So here, don't think about the emotions, don't justify them. Just notice how you feel. Don't even try and name the emotions, just feel. Come into the shoulders, and there might be tension here. This is where we carry our stress, so let go. And let the awareness gently flow down the arms. Feel it flowing, feeling everything. Till you come into the hands and the fingers. lots of sensations in the hands and the fingers. And back up to the head. Explore the scalp. What can you find? What tiny little sparks of energy are going on across the surface of the head? Now come into the face. We can find lots of tension in the face often. So to help ease that out, imagine a compassionate gaze behind the eyes, looking out at something we love. This softens the eyes, eases the brow. We have a gentle smile of compassion on the lips. Bring all of these thousands of sensations in the body together, awareness of it all, plus your emotions. This is our life in this moment, in its entirety, right now. Be fully present. So, thinking back to the talk, if you're of grounded nature, let your eyes drift upward as if you're looking at the moon in the sky. If you've got a more universal state of mind, let your gaze rest down just below the horizon. And we'll enter into a period of just sitting. Let thoughts go. Just experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
concentration. Bring your awareness back into the room if it's wandered off. And just take a moment to check in with yourself, see how you feel. See whether that spiritual balance has shifted at all. Just notice, it doesn't matter if it hasn't. And we can offer ourselves a silent intent to take this sense of mindful awareness out into our day. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. When you're ready, open your eyes. So you might have found a resistance. I certainly do. I'm a very grounded person. It's too much blooming Tai Chi, I think, that does it. So even the physical act of lifting my eyes, I find it difficult. And of course, we can actually take this idea of balancing into our daily lives. So for me as a grounded person, if I want to try and get more of that universal feeling, well, I can go and sit on a hill, or I can go into a church. Churches are remarkable. They're amazing buildings, aren't they? That feeling of spirituality inside of them is just interesting. So there's things I can do. I can read poetry. You know, poetry is fantastic for getting in touch with that more universal. Or if I'm too much that way, then I can take some grounded practices. So I can get out in the garden and do some weeding. I can practice my yoga or my Tai Chi. And so I think it's worth just thinking about our balance and where we are. Because we tend to follow down the one path or the other. It's good to balance ourselves out. But you might not agree. Okay, thank you.
I'm confused. I hadn't thought about it.
Sorry.
You've rattled my cage.